What Nick is saying is credible and true. Whether a peace officer should have said that is quite another matter, of course. And it turns out Nick is not actually now apparently believed by the police, though they're a bit slow in a typical police-like way in coming on and admitting that Nick has made a fool of them. Anyway, to try and get our way through some of these problems and maybe even give a coherent explanation of it, Graham Pearson, who's now a Labour member of the Scottish Parliament but was previously Director General of the Scottish Crime and Drug Enforcement Agency. I mean, Graham, I was a Home Office Minister on and off for 5 years. I'm appalled to think that those that we charge with delivering justice who behave like this, like the Wiltshire Chief Constable Wiltshire appearing outside of Ted Heath's house as a nice backdrop for the media to make allegations that have no substance at all. Does it appall you from the job that you had, or do you just think it's just the way the police are these days? Who cares? Only a few people were damaged by this, and most of them are dead.
Well, I think we should certainly care, and the purpose of the police is to investigate crime, report the appropriate cases to the prosecution authorities in Scotland, the Crown Office, in England, the Crown Prosecution Service, and then to let justice take its path. It's not for the police to engage in a media frenzy and become part of an entertainment.
Like Cliff Richard. Like over Cliff Richard.
That's right. I mean, I think that, that these cases are always very difficult. And particularly when years have passed since the events occurred, and they are problematic in terms of investigation. But nothing is gained prior to someone appearing in court formally charged. Nothing is gained in engaging in some kind of media presentation which seems to prejudge all the outcomes and leaves everybody believing, well, there's no smoke without fire.
Well, one of the things that worries me is if someone turns up at the police and says, oh, I was raped by this MP 20 years ago. I mean, unless it was a group rape and there's other people, if it's a one-to-one thing, it's almost, how can you prove anything? But the one thing that does seem to me, if you want to weed out the fantasists who make this stuff up, why don't we have people who are making these claims subject to a lie detector test?
Well, I don't know that we've come to believe that lie detector tests are infallible.
But it would help, wouldn't it?
Well, it helps begin to mount things up, but I don't think I would base my whole investigation on whether someone passed the lie detector test.
But what do you base it on? It's one person's word against another, isn't it?
Well, I think that if you carefully check the facts of the statements, where did this happen, what were the timescales, what were the calendar dates? For instance, anybody who's in politics, their diary is a chamber which is locked and available for time immemorial virtually. So it would be easy to go back into the diaries of various people and see where were they on these dates. And if the dates are not as accurate or specific, then unless you can form up the evidence with corroboration, and unless the victim is able to give some form of evidence which stacks up to being beyond reasonable doubt, I certainly don't think you should be going to the media.
Indeed, and don't you think, Graham, in the meanwhile, I agree with all of what you've said, the people who are being accused shouldn't be identified. At the moment, we've got this man, Nick, making grotesque allegations, or we had somebody making allegations against Paul Gambaccini. We don't know who they are. But Paul Gambaccini has been named. Ted Heath has been named. Leon Britton, indeed. A couple of distinguished military officers have been named. And it seems as though elementary police work isn't being done to weed out these allegations, because the police are almost afraid that if someone comes in with, you know, a history, having said that something happened 40 years ago, they're not prepared to say, well, that's not capable of being proved. They're looking over their shoulder the whole time. And they don't. You look at Paul Gambaccini, lost his livelihood on this perpetual bail, which, I mean, I think has become an absolute disgrace. And then he faces no charges, but he can't get his career back. He can't get his reputation back. The fact that plenty of people believe that he did what he did, because the headlines that said he was accused of doing it are far bigger than the headlines that said, oh, actually, we haven't found any evidence, he's not going to be prosecuted.
Yeah, well, certainly in Scotland, my understanding of the current situation is that Paul Gambaccini would not have been named up until the moment he appeared in court, having been formally charged. Now, unfortunately, there is a proposal going before the Scottish Parliament, which to some extent mirrors the notion of putting someone on police bail. I am very uncomfortable at the prospect. I think that bail is something which courts should administer, and that should only occur after charge.
What would you do to... What would you do to... Can I just figure, we haven't got much long. What would you do to Detective Superintendent Kenny MacDonald investigating Nick's allegation? Said, they and I believe what Nick is saying is credible and true. A police officer saying that, besmirching the reputations of very distinguished people on the basis of a man we don't know. If it appears that Nick's evidence is not credible and not true, should Kenny MacDonald be made to consider his position? I'm sure he's busy now investigating the vice ring that the Queen is running at Buckingham Palace that someone has told him about. But, yeah, I mean, should someone like Kenny MacDonald be allowed to continue in the police force when he has behaved in an... made a grotesque mistake of grabbing the headlines, of saying it's credible and true, and now we discover it isn't?
Well, the first thing is his announcement played no part in benefiting justice. Whether he believes a witness or doesn't believe a witness...
Doesn't matter.
..is not something which should form part of the current story. Secondly, I think that certainly from a point of view of professional standards, there should be some review of how such statements were made, because it seems to be becoming the fashion that officers will appear in front of people's homes and make all sorts of statements. That has no part in British justice. And it shouldn't be part of the process that's allowed. So there is a system there to check and deal with such incidents and to find out whether reasonable circumstances to cause these statements to be made. I can't imagine that there is. And if they have stepped out with their duties, then there is a discipline process to deal with it.
Graham? Thank you very much for that. I have the horrible feeling we'll be coming back to this subject on many more occasions.